let's be right here. Mm-hmm. Well, I show you something. Your demonstration here so far and up to this moment, I've been using the word be, if you will notice. And if you've been recording this as a way to do it, you've missed the point. We had a circuit working here, quite mad, didn't we? Yeah. Let's see now. How far is Hobart from the, where are the forests? But yet you did have some little feeling, didn't you?
Yes, definitely. I lost consciousness of this.
Yeah, all right, all right. So we have a level of workability. We're actually not working a five-level case here. Officer's been working this case and hadn't had him out of his body and working well, should be shot. Anyway, because this isn't a case level five I'm working, this is about a three. With a tape. By the way, these tapes are terribly interesting. You run into somebody sometime running, and everything they read you off, the postures they read you off, they're reading. You want to find out about that. It's an automaticity gimmick that they have worked up. And it's one of the favorite ways of fixing up a circuit. You haven't got a tape. But a couple of times when you were mentioning these little men, you said with great surprise, these little men were chewing on it. They were, I tell you, you get a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. Well, that's a specimen of automaticity. Well, that can go so far as everything the person is going to say appears on a little tape up here, you see, and he reads it off, and he says, "How are you, Joe?" See? That goes so far. But I'm just showing you a gradient scale of automaticity. We have a certain amount of automaticity, so we've got a circuit here. The second he says something like that, we say, "All right, boy, we're going to be working on this basis." We have to know where we are before we can be there. Now, you've seen that circuit to some degree in action.